Good morning. We have 12 degrees outside our studios at Friends Plaza in Urbana. The time is 8:50, and it's time for the first pre-opening market report of 2013 with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jim, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The fiscal cliff package approved by Congress and headed for President Barack Obama's signature includes a one-year extension of most agricultural policies that were in effect under the 2008 Farm Bill, with a few exceptions. The agreement includes a one-year extension of the 2008 Farm Bill minus the Supplemental Revenue Assistance Payments Program. The agreement does include direct payments for 2013 crops. It does not include language for a controversial new dairy gross margin supply management program, but instead extends the milk income loss contract program through next September. Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow said the provisions amounted to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's farm bill, and added while she voted for the overall agreement, she is not happy with what was done to agriculture. There are indications that a new farm bill might be ready for floor consideration in both chambers before summer.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.
Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Leonard.
The lower eastern Midwest will take a little break from all the active weather of the past couple of weeks. It'll be a welcome change for quite a few areas. There's a lot of snow on the ground from portions of southeastern Missouri through Illinois and parts of Indiana into Ohio, and that's from those systems that have occurred frequently across the lower eastern Midwest. And there is going to be a little break here, maybe enough warming that we could melt some snow for a little while. That may put some additional moisture going into the Ohio River and keeping it flowing fairly well. We'll likely see the lower parts of the Mississippi River Basin continuing to see a lot of moisture flowing off into the rivers and increasing the levels there. But the middle Mississippi and lower Missouri rivers are still falling and will likely continue to do so. Even with the melting snow that's likely to occur here as we move forward through the coming week, we'll likely only slightly increase the river flows and not enough to change the restrictions on barge traffic across the region. We do not expect to see a major storm system impact the Midwest again until we get to the middle to latter part of next week. That storm system right now looks somewhat aggressive on many of the forecast models coming out of parts of Texas and Louisiana and Arkansas, moving to the northeast across the lower Missouri River Valley and into parts of the eastern Midwest. Perhaps enough rain will come from this system to improve a little bit of the river flows in Missouri and parts of Illinois, but I don't expect it to do very good in the rest of the western Corn Belt or the plains. Storm system will likely be somewhat of a disappointment again in the High Plains region from Texas Panhandle, in fact all of West Texas, northward into Nebraska. That storm system, even though it's advertised to do very well in today's forecast model runs, it will in reality not do very well in that region. A minimal amount of moisture is likely to occur. We'll likely see the greatest precipitation on the eastern fringes of hard red winter wheat country, mostly focused on areas from eastern Texas to Missouri and extreme eastern Kansas, missing a big part of the heart of hard red wheat country. Not completely. There will be rain and snow in central Kansas and a big part of Oklahoma, but it will leave those western areas rather dry. In the Midwest, most of the action will likely take place as we move from Wednesday of next week on into the following Friday, and generalized rainfall and some snow will occur with the storm system, although the snow will be very late coming in the event. Most likely we'll wait until a cold air mass comes southward from Canada behind the storm system sometime in the end of next week or the following weekend to bring enough cold air around to put some more snow back on the ground. But we will look for some increase in precipitation in the form of snow across the Midwest as we move into that second weekend of the two-week outlook. Temperatures at that time will be notably colder across the region. But until then, we'll likely see temperatures rebound into a warmer mode. will likely look for temperatures this afternoon running in the teens and 20s across a big part of the Midwest and some 30s in the southwest corner of the region. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll see highs running mostly in the teens and 20s again as a little reinforcing shot of cool air comes around. 20s and 30s will be common on Friday afternoon and again on Saturday with a few teens again in the far northwestern parts of the region. It might start warming, though, into some lower 40s as we get into Saturday afternoon in the southernmost parts of the Midwest. Low temperatures at night expected to slip back into the negative and positive single digits as we go through the night tonight. In fact, we'll see this often in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt. I don't think we'll see a lot of nights where the temperature is below zero, but a lot of nights will be in the positive single-digit readings. The rest of the Midwest will see teens and 20s on a frequent basis with an occasional upper single-digit reading likely in the southwestern parts of the Midwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Thank you very much, Drew. Grain futures trade begins this morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Time. There was no electronic trading overnight, so we go immediately out to check with Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. And we get his little old-school, new-school call for what the market is going to do when it opens this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you. And I was thinking the exact same thing. This is kind of like the way it used to be, not the new era.
Yeah, so what do you think? We're beyond the fiscal cliff, and there has been some strong exuberance in the outside markets this morning. The Dow Jones, it's trading 13,354. It's up over 250 points. Your NASDAQ is 3,098. It's up 79. The S&P 500 is 1,455. It's up 29 and almost 29 and a third points. So is this worth a quarter in the beans and 12 cents in the corn?
I think it ultimately could materialize into that. The early indications that I've got is probably a nickel better in corn, 15 in beans, 8 to 10 in wheat. I think one of the biggest drivers is going to be how the bean oil responds with the reinstatement of the biodiesel credits. I think the bean oil is going to get a spark. I know a lot of people don't like to see the oil as the leader, but I think that well could be the case today. So we'll watch and see how that goes. And I think the crude market's catching a pretty good bid. So we'll see how that kind of leads the bean market and watch the corn and wheat for some following.
And then we have to keep an eye on the January, which is in delivery, right?
Right. There weren't any deliveries in the January, but I think that is indeed a possibility over time. I think the watching South American weather is probably going to be the key point right now. A lot of guys seem to think that some of the corn acres that have not been planted may be switching to beans, which may cap some of the deferred months advance. So we'll watch the spreads. But I think realistically, you know, the bean market should be very, very well supported, and we'll see what kind of gains we tack on at the end of the day.
I think it'll be interesting to see if we see any cash movement in this week or next.
You know, I think it's a possibility, but around here, I think a lot of the beans have already moved. I think the end users are probably pretty well situated, so the basis levels are pretty steady. I think it's a possibility, but most of the bean movement, I think, would probably come out if we saw maybe a 50-cent advance in the beans, and right now I don't necessarily see that in the cards for this week.
Cash movement for corn a possibility?
It is a possibility. Basis levels are starting to firm just a touch now that we've gotten into the first of the year. But here again, end users seem to have at least adequate supplies probably through mid-month and some even into February. But if that basis does continue to firm, I think the producers are going to be watching that very, very closely.
Did note this morning the dollar index has just fallen off the cliff.
Yeah, I think with the passing of the fiscal cliff policy or the congressional vote, that's probably indicative that we're going to see additional monetization, which is dollar weak. Other than that, you know, I don't see any real fiscal policy changes, but I do think that that's going to limber up policy a little bit.
And does that have some implications for wheat trade this week?
The wheat trade, I don't necessarily think the dollar is going to be impacted there or is going to be the big impact. I think crop conditions are going to underpin the wheat market, and I do think that we are very competitive on the world market now, so we'll watch and see if we happen to get some export business on that effect, but I don't think the dollar is the driver.
Certainly got some good export business last week.
It sure did, and I think that some people are starting to think that maybe the USDA supply demand report on the 11th will be adjusted accordingly because of that better business late in the year.
What do you see for livestock trade today?
I think the hogs are probably going to catch a bid on dips. I think the inventory numbers were pretty much in line with expectations. And I also am looking to see how the cattle market follows the stock market, because I think the correlation there is usually pretty strong.
So what should a producer be doing today?
I would be looking at my new crop margins on corn and beans, thinking about making some new crop sales, either with puts or cash sales. We got most of our input costs or our cost of productions in the category of known, so we can probably start dialing in, you know, maybe a 10 to 20% sale for new crop. And kind of like you were alluding to, if we see a good pop in the markets, you know, we might liquidate a little bit of cash into the cash market. But other than that, kind of watch and see what the crop report on the 11th tells us.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry at Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.